His pen was bold, his heart was free. He left behind a radiant legacy. He left behind a radiant legacy.
The radiant legacy. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series The Radiant Legacy in the month of Safar al-Muzaffar, the month where we celebrate and commemorate the urs of the great Mujaddid, the great reviver of Islam, the Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatul rahman. And inshallah azza wa jal, in today's episode, which is going to be the final episode, which is dedicated to the remembrance and the memories of this great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the name of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatul rahman. Inshallah azza wa jal, we will speak of his legacy, a legacy that lives on. Subhanallah. We'll learn some spiritual accounts with regards to the teachings of Sayyidi Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And it will also have pearls of wisdom of the command that is given to the Ummah, and that is Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar, to enjoin good and to prohibit evil, which is the responsibility of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how Sayyidi Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala did that all his life, and that legacy still lives on. Alhamdulillah, joining me today in the final episode, our esteemed guest, Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Madani Hafizahullah Ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sayyidi.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, sir?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. How are you, Muasar?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah.
So yes, let's begin with the beautiful recitation of Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sallallahu ala al-Nabi lumi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam salatu wa salamu alayhi ya Rasulullah. Now Sayyidi, we are speaking of this legacy of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali that lives on. And truly, this is the legacy that he left behind him. And the greatest legacy that he left behind is how we as the Ummah should love the beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And I would like to recite a beautiful naat that is composed and penned by the great Mujaddid. And this is truly his legacy, as he says,
لحد میں عشق رخ شہ کا داغ لے کے چلے اندھیری رات سنی تھی چراغ لے کے چلے لحد میں عشق رخ شہ کا داغ لے کے چلے تیرے غلام کا نقش قدم ہے راہ خدا تیرے غلام کا نقش قدم ہے راہ خدا وہ کیا بہک سکے جو یہ سراغ لے کے چلے لحد میں عشق رخ شہ کا داغ لے کے چلے.
And then he says regarding the hazri in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is so important that we shouldn't be making any excuses, right? He says,
حضور طیبہ سے کوئی بھی کام بڑھ کر ہے حضور طیبہ سے کوئی بھی کام بڑھ کر ہے کہ جھوٹے ہی لائے مکرو فراغ لے کے چلے لحد میں عشق رخ شہزادہ لے کے چلے.
Now in the final couplet he expresses his wish to kiss the dog of the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to kiss its feet actually. He says,
raza kisi sag taiba ke paao bhi chume, raza kisi sag taiba ke paao bhi chume, tum aur aah ki itna dimaag le ke chale, lahad mein شہزادہ لے کے چلے. اندھیری رات سنی تھی چراغ لے کے چلے.
We carry the scars of the burn marks in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that will act as a lamp in our dark graves. Andheri raat suni thi charag leke chale.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. Such beautiful interpretation of this love for the beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is truly indeed is the legacy of Raza. Subhanallah. Sayyidi, speaking of the legacy of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, the pious predecessors, they have enlightened us about it. Even alhamdulillah, our beautiful movement of Dawat-e-Islami is a legacy of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali that lives on. And inshallah, it will live on, continuing until the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Ameen bijahin nabiyyil ameen. And as Amir al-Sunnat, he makes dua.
Allah karam aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, Allah karam aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, Dawat-e-Islami teri.
Ameen bijahi nabiyil ameen. And this is truly the legacy of Ala Hazrat. Alhamdulillah. The principles of Dawat-e-Islami are founded upon the teachings of the Imam of Ahlu Sunnah, and the Amir of Ahlu Sunnah is inspired by the Imam of Ahlu Sunnah, subhanallah. And therefore, he says, I unapologetically say this, that I have learned the recognition of Allah Azza wa Jal through the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I have recognized the sanctity and the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman.
Subhanallah.
So Sayyidi Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he had a neighbor, and he was called Muhammad Shah Khan, right? And he was a landowner. He was older in age than the beloved Imam. When a successful landlord or a wealthy individual, that too in his old age, can lead to someone developing a sense of superiority, right? Selfishness and pride usually comes in. And it is also common to see people attempting to show off their wealth or success in the neighborhood. Yet, Haji Muhammad Shah was not like this at all. Sayyid Qanat Ali rahimahullah ta'ala, he adds that one day I saw Haji Muhammad Shah sweeping the entrance of Ala Hazrat's house. Despite his old age, the Sayyid could not bear the sight of this and tried to take the broom from him as his elderly person.
Right.
But he refused and he said that it is an honor for me to sweep the doorstep of my Sheikh's home. Subhanallah. Sayyid Qanat Ali was amazed by this, and he was unaware that Haji Muhammad Shah was murid of the great Imam. Seeing the surprise upon the Honorable Sayyid Sahab's face, Sayyid Qanat Ali's face, the elderly person, the landlord, he said that I am older than Imam Ahmad Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. I have witnessed his childhood, his adulthood, and now I'm witnessing his old age. I have seen him to be unparalleled in every stage of his life. And this is why I have taken bay'ah and oath of allegiance with him. Most people become pious in their old age, right? As Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala says, even the lion becomes pious in his old age. But then he says, Imam Mirza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala was outstanding since his childhood.
Allah.
Allahu Akbar. And this is how even the neighbors, your neighbor would know better than anyone else.
Yes.
Right? They have seen your days, your childhood days, your youthful days, your old age. And when they can say something like this in his old age, that too. And being older in age than Sayyidi Ala Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he is Ala Hazrat's disciple.
Allah.
His murid. Allah. Look at the greatness of this great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is truly a legacy that lives on. The piety of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. It stands unquestionable even to this day.
Yes.
His services to Islam, they live on even up to this day. His scholarly works are appreciated even up to this day. His students of their students.
Right.
And we fall somewhere along that category now. Right. We are maybe the third generation. And this also lives on, alhamdulillah. The legacy that Allah has left behind, it lives on in the form of Dawat Islami. The legacy that he left behind, it lives on through Madinatul Ilmiyyah, through Maktabatul Madina, through Madrasatul Madina, through Jamiatul Madina, all the departments of Dawat Islami, subhanallah. And mashallah, it is truly a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidi.
Subhanallah. Also, Murasa, what we see in the life of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah, one of his beautiful legacy is that he acted upon the principle of enjoining that which is good and forbidding that which is evil. Even during his childhood, you know, this year, it didn't occur when he became an adult. No, it even occurred in his childhood. And there is an incident where in one day, in his childhood, he went to the madrasa, and a student also came into the madrasa, entered the madrasa, and said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, to his teacher, to the teacher of the classroom, of course. The teacher replied by saying, may you live long. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah, being a child at the time, right, he saw this and he politely, very affectionately, with respect, told his teacher that, oh my teacher, this is not the way of replying to a salam. Rather, you should reply with the words, wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Now, his teacher was also a pious person. So he didn't show any anger towards Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah, nor did he become upset with him. Rather, he appreciated what Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah told him. And he felt happy upon that. And from this Munasab, we learn that when it comes to someone enjoining goodness and forbidding evil, even if it comes from someone younger than us, then those who are elderly, they shouldn't be getting upset or angry.
Exactly.
As this teacher, he didn't get angry. He didn't say, hey, who are you? You are still a child. You must be in your place, not your place. I'm your teacher. You must listen to what I say. What I say goes. No, this was not the conduct of the teacher. Rather, the teacher actually was so grateful that he didn't become angry, nor did he become upset. Rather, he became happy that, you know what, I have a gifted student.
Alhamdulillah.
So this is very important for us to enjoin that which is good and to forbid that which is evil. And this is what Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah did since his childhood and throughout the rest of his life. Because this is one of the attributes and one of the characteristics of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein Quran teaches us that we are the best of nations. Why? Because this Ummah enjoins that which is good and forbids that which is evil.
Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, Sayyidi. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he wasn't being disrespectful towards his teacher.
Not at all.
He was actually being sincere and he had his best interests at heart. Like, for example, in Fatawa Razwiya Sharif, he says regarding salam, that to pay salam to somebody, it is sunnah, but to respond to the salam is wajib. And what happens when you abandon a wajib? You become a sinner. He didn't want his teacher to become a sinner.
Allah.
Subhanallah. So he wasn't actually trying to one-up his teacher, but rather he was trying to safeguard him. He is my teacher. Let me remind him. Subhanallah. And Sayyidi Ala Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he was truly a genius from his very childhood. And he wouldn't conform to anything that was evil, any wrong that he saw, he picked up his pen and rectified it. Subhanallah, as the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes, and the prophetic advice for us is that when you see something wrong before your eyes, somebody is doing something wrong, then try to stop it with your hand. If you cannot do that, then at least use your tongue. If you cannot, then the least you can do is know it as evil and bad in your heart. And that is the lowest level of iman. And Sayyidi Al-Azhar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he picked up his pen and he rectified all those false notions, all those evil things that were around him. And in the best possible manner, mm-hmm. he would rectify people mm-hmm. with love and affection, subhanallah. And when he was fasting, once when he was a little child, and he was fasting, the fasting of the month of Ramadan wasn't really fard upon him. So he was still, he fasted.
Right.
And during the day, it was around midday, when his father took him and he told him, "No, you must be hungry, eat something." So he said, "No, I'm not hungry, I'm fine." He said, "No, you eat something. Nobody is looking." He took him to a room. He said, "Nobody is looking." He said, "The one who I'm keeping the fast for, he is looking."
Allah.
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Look at the steadfastness of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, as a child, as a toddler. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
And this is what we need to take away. And this is the legacy of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. The same attitude he had as a child, he would never settle for anything wrong. And right until he departed from this world, he never settled for anything evil.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. And if we look at the life of Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and we try to make a diagram of his life, that from the beginning of his life till the end of his life, it was all about inviting people towards good and forbidding evil. Relating to this, there is a beautiful incident. One day during his second Hajj, he was sitting in a masjid for Jumu'ah Salah. And when the Khatib said something that wasn't appropriate according to the Islamic law, keeping in mind that he was in a foreign country, right? This wasn't his own homeland. He was in Arabia, in Haram Sharif, in a masjid with a large gathering. And this was the Juma sermon. And the Khatib was delivering a sermon. And he had his own aura. And it is easy to feel scared at these instances, right? And one can become hesitant in circumstances like that because of how people will react, what people will say, this, what we think, right? What people will say. Yet Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala ali could not stay silent when he saw something that was opposing the Islamic law. So when the lecturer, he said some words that were inappropriate, the Imam, he exclaimed that, "Allahumma hadha munkarun." Wallah, this is evil. After explaining this incident, Imam Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that a hadith states, whoever sees something abominable should alter it with the hand. If he does not have strength to do it, then he should do so with his tongue. If he does not have the strength to do that, then he should detest it from his heart. And that is the least of faith.
Allahu Akbar.
Alhamdulillah. Allah. And then he says, "Alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jal granted me the ability to act upon this command, and I responded to evil with my tongue. It is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that no one confronted me, and I remained safe." In fact, the scholar of Arabia who witnessed this expressed his happiness in how I called to righteousness and did not pay attention to any potential dangers that were out there.
Subhanallah.
Let's also clarify something at the same time. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala is a hugely renowned and famous personality. And his level of knowledge is extremely high. Scholars of the world are amazed and impressed by his intellect. Adding to all of this, he is also a great wali and the saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Addressing the khatib and inviting him towards goodness is something only someone of his stature could do. if we as common folk did something like this, it would create many problems for us. If you must correct someone older than you, you must do so with the best of manners, lovingly, with wisdom. And this makes more sense. The Imam would correct great personalities with immense respect and wisdom. Marara Sharif is where the Shaykh of Imam Reza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala ali has his spiritual ties. And Mahdi Hassan Mia rahimahullah ta'ala, who was the custodian of Marara Sharif at the time, he says that whenever I went to Bareilly Sharif, Imam Ahmad Reza Khan rahimahullah would bring me food himself and wash my hands. I once came whilst wearing a gold ring and some metal bands, and the Imam washed my hands and as usual, and he said to me, my respected sir, please give these rings to me. So I took them off and gave them to him. After washing his hands and after he was done with his visit to Bareilly Sharif, then he said, I went to Bombay and then returned to Marara Sharif. My daughter said, the Maulana from Bareilly sent a parcel containing a gold ring, right? The Maulana from Bareilly Sharif, he sent a parcel containing a gold ring, metal bands and a letter. The letter said, Honorable Lady, these belong to you.
Subhanallah.
Focus upon how the Imam corrected him with wisdom. He didn't even say to him, no, you shouldn't be wearing this. But he rather asked him to give it to him. Right? And after he took this, then once he departed, then he sent these articles back to Marara Sharif. And so the women folk at home, they could wear it because it was a gold ring, subhanallah. And it is not necessary to imitate the same actions with someone who is wearing rings, but it is important to do what is preferable in that situation. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the true wisdom, and may we rectify others with hikmah and with wisdom.
Ameen. You know, Masud, that actually reminds me of in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a Bedouin came and urinated in the masjid. And at that time, the companions that were there, they got angry at seeing this, and they were almost going to charge at that Bedouin. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped them, told them that don't do anything to him. Rather call him here. And so this Bedouin, he came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that this is not the place where such acts are to be done. This is the masjid, the house of Allah. In here, you know, we perform salah, etc. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam educated him, because he was a Bedouin, he was a villager. You know, he wasn't that much educated. So here we see how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with wisdom, with the wisdom that he had, corrected this person, commanded him to do good, and forbade him from committing evil. And likewise, we see also the ashik of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam Ahmad Reza Khan rahimahullah, also acted upon the same way.
Yes.
He didn't take off with that person. He didn't say, why are you wearing a gold ring? Don't you know that's haram? Don't you know a man can't wear that? He wasn't abrupt with that individual. Rather, in a very subtle way, in a very loving way, he just requested him that, why don't you give this to me? Mm-hmm. Give these rings to me. Give these metal bands to me. And then it was in the ownership of Imam Ahmad Reza Khan rahimahullah. And due to it being in his ownership now, he gave it back to that person's daughter.
Subhanallah.
So from this we see that when it comes to advising someone, when it comes to al-amru bil ma'roof wa nahyu anil munkar, then it has to be done with wisdom. It has to be done with sound knowledge. Likewise, you know, there was a man, he was, at a time, he was unsure regarding the knowledge of the unseen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he came to Imam Ahmad Reza Khan rahimahullah, and he asked many, many questions pertaining to this. So Imam Ahmad Reza Khan rahimahullah gave him the answers with proofs from the Quran and from the hadith as well. And he says, alhamdulillah, that this man's doubts were all cleared. And a few days later, a hafiz went to the Imam and said, that when that man who had doubts, when he left, he said, my heart accepted the things he said, and now I will become his murid.
Subhanallah.
The murid of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah. And when the Hafiz told Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah about this, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahimahullah, he said something very profound. He said something very beautiful and important. He said, softness brings benefits that harshness never could. And he says, without softness and kindness, this person would have never understood the issue correctly. And he further said that speak kindly to people who have doubts in their beliefs so you can correct them.
Subhanallah.
Look, imagine if a person came and, you know, harshness was shown to him and, you know, telling a person was being hard towards him that, no, you must accept it. You must believe it. Of course, we know, yes, we have to believe it. But a person who is unsure, a person who wants some clarity into the matter, then a different direction has to be taken. Wherein we have to explain to that person now with love, mahabbah, with understanding, bringing it down to his level. Yes. In order for him to understand. And in this way, this person, what he said, whatever the Imam Sahib said, I have wholeheartedly accepted it. And due to that, he became a murid of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah. Why? Due to the way that Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah had in inviting others towards goodness and forbidding from evil. Even when it came to matters of aqaid as well, when explaining matters, Ala Hazrat's way is so, so beautiful that he became a murid as well.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So yes, he also knew, subhanallah, the basic psychology of human beings is that the more harsh somebody is to you, the more your ego gets in the way.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody had to tell you very abruptly something, then you take it upon your ego. Even if you're saying something right, you take it upon your ego. No, how can you talk to me like that? Never mind what you say. It's how you say it also. That also has importance, right? And he knew, as the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has guided us towards this, that anzilu nasa manazilahum. Treat people according to their status. If you're talking to an elderly person, speak with love and respect. If you're talking to somebody your own age, then have this mutual understanding. If you're talking to somebody, you know, younger than you, then have this compassionate tone and approach where you are being kind to the others. Yes, you cannot now be abrupt and expect everyone to listen to you, right? That doesn't work. Speak to people, communicate with people according to their level of understanding. Some people, they only have to maybe know a gesture. Mm-hmm. You just have to make a gesture and they would understand. Right?
Subhanallah.
And they catch up sharp.
Right.
For them, there's a proverb in Arabic, لِلْعَاقِلْ تَكْفِيهِ الْإِشَارَةِ.
Ah, yes.
And then there are those who you have to really spell it out.
Uh-huh.
It is like this, you know, you do it like this day, and then you do the next step, then the next step, and so on and so forth. Without that, they wouldn't catch on.
Right.
So, different strokes for different folks. And this is one of the principles when it comes to rectifying people and doing amrum bil ma'ruf wa nahyun anil munkar. Sayyidi Al-Azhar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that yes, it is the duty of the ummah to enjoin good and to forbid evil, but you must first assess the situation.
Right.
There can be circumstances. For example, if under one circumstance, let's say, there is an individual or there is a group of people, and if you feel, right, you have a relationship with them, you feel that if you say something, they will take it positively, then it is wajib, obligatory upon you to say the right thing, to rectify them.
Right.
If they were doing something that was opposing the Sharia or contrary to Sharia, right? Then it is wajib upon you to rectify them. Provided that you have this understanding with them, mutual understanding, right, that they will listen to you, adhere to your advice. But if you feel that these are the kind of people, if I tell them something, then it will turn into a fight. Instead of, you know, whatever relationship we have, it will all be gone and it will create enmity. right, for that matter, then in such cases, it is not encouraged to engage in an advice, to giving them advice.
So it's best to remain silent.
Yes. And there are many other situations. He has highlighted these principles in Fatawa Razwiya Sharif, and it was very enlightening to learn about these matters, that there are principles when it comes to approaching people and guiding them and rectifying them, doing Amrum Bil Maruf and Nahyun Anil Munkar. These are some of the ways we learn the beautiful values of our deen of Islam, Sayyidi. And Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he truly instilled it and he left this legacy for us to follow. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, for now we are going to listen to a beautiful kalam penned by Imam Mirza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Bakare Khesh Hairanam Aghisni Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the melodious voice of our Muballigh of Da'wat Islami, Maulana Ashfaq Madani Hafizahullah Ta'ala, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Listen to the kalam and then we'll be back and continue with our today's discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Bakare khash hairanam aghithni ya Rasulallah. Bakare khash hairanam aghithni ya Rasulallah. Parishanam parishanam aghithni ya Rasulallah. Parishanam parishanam aghithni ya Rasulallah. Nadaram juz tu mal jae, nadanam juz tu mawae, nadanam juz tu mal jae, nadanam juz tu mawae. Tu hi khud saazu samanam aghithni ya Rasulallah. Tu hi khud saazu samanam aghithni ya Rasulallah. Parishanam parishanam aghithni ya Rasulallah. Ya Rasulallah parishanam ya aghithni ya Rasulallah. Shahabe kas nawazi kun tabiba chara sazi kun. Shahabe kas nawazi kun tabiba chara sazi kun. Marize darde isyanam aghithni ya Rasulallah. Marize darde isyanam aghithni ya Rasulallah. Parishanam parishanam aghithni ya Rasulallah. Agar rani o gar khani ghulamam man ta sultani. Agar rani o gar khani ghulamam man ta sultani. Digar cheeze namidanam اغثنی یا رسول اللہ دیگر چیزیں نمی دانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم
انظر
اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
گناہ در جان ماتش زد قیامت شعلہ میخی زد گناہ در جان ماتش زد قیامت شعلہ میخی زد مدد اے آب حیوانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ مدد اے آب حیوانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
چمر غم نخل جا سوزد بہارم را خزاں سوزد چمر غم نخل جا سوزد بہارم را خزاں سوزد نریزد برگ ایمانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ نریزد برگ ایمانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
یا رسول
محشر فتنہ انگیزد بلائے بے اماخی زد چو محشر فتنہ انگیزد بلائے بے اماخی زد بجویم از تو درمانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ بجویم از تو درمانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پدر را نفرت آید پسر را وحشت افزاید پدر را نفرت آید پسر را وحشت افزاید تو گیری زیر دامانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ تو گیری زیر دامانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
یا مصطفیٰ گدائے آمد اے سلطان با امید کرم نالا گدائے آمد اے سلطان با امید کرم نالا تہی داما مگر دانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ تہی داما مگر دانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
رضایت سائل بے پر تو سلطان لاتن گھر رضایت سائل بے پر تو سلطان لاتن گھر شہاب ہرے عزی خانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ شہاب ہرے عزی خانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
یا رسول
پریشانم پریشانم
یا
اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Welcome back dear viewers. Subhanallah, we were listening to this amazing kalam in a plea in the court of the beloved Habib صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. بکار خیش حیرانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ. And it is a plea written in Persian language of love, we might say. And subhanAllah, he expresses his love for the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the language and the poetry that is defined and immersed in the love for the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now we are back and we are discussing a legacy that lives on. Legacy of whom? The legacy of the Imam of Ahl-Sunnah, subhanAllah. And we have highlighted different aspects of the life of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman when it comes to the acts of enjoining good and prohibiting evil. And mashallah, Mawlana Sahib has added beautiful points. And let's inshallah azza wa jal learn even more methods that were deployed by the great Imam to spread a call to righteousness and forbidding from evil. Sayyidi, what are some of those amazing parables and accounts where we can learn and draw inspiration from the legacy that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali left behind?
Well, Muasab, as you've mentioned, different strokes for different folks. And you know, from this we understand that, you know, some people understand by just gesturing at them. Some people take the cue from giving them a look. Some people take the cue from them being explained things. Some people understand by, as you've mentioned, telling them step by step. And subhanAllah, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah, he also, he, when it came to, of course, you get different people, not every person is the same. Each person has their own nature. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah, he would speak to people in accordance to their level, right? Like, for instance, we've heard the incident of how he dealt with that incident of the person wearing the gold ring. right? And now we see that he, in this incident, Masab, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah, he corrected a person without saying anything. And how this happened was, he went to visit a particular scholar, and during this time, a person by the name of Sayyid Farzand Ali Rahimahullah, he came in and he greeted Imam Ahmad Radha Khan Rahimahullah. And as soon as that happened, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah, he looked at him. You know, like he really gave him a particular look. And Sayyid Farzand Ali Rahimahullah, he says that when I saw this look from Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah, he says, of course, and at that time, his beard, it was short. So he says, it was as if Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah is telling me and guiding me to grow my beard. And since that, from that look, I received that guidance and I have started to grow my beard.
Subhanallah.
So you see, just from one look of Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah towards this person, never telling me anything, but just one look. And this person, of course, he was intelligent. He was smart enough to take the cue because he knew that what he was doing wasn't in accordance with the teachings of the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he immediately understood that, you know what, I know why this look is given to me.
Yes.
I know why it's there. I can't turn a blind eye towards it. I can't ignore it because it is what it is. So he admitted his wrong and he started to grow his beard, alhamdulillah. So Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah, we see that he had different approaches, yes, towards different people. If it was a common man, different approach. If it was a man of status, different approach. If it was a scholar, different approach. And this is how Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah, he did this without offending or hurting the feelings of anyone.
Subhanallah.
Like that man was wearing the gold rings. Mm. He didn't feel bad about it. He didn't feel hurt about it, nothing of that sort. Rather, he didn't even realize at that time the wisdom behind it until it was given to his daughter. Then only he caught up with it. So this is what we need to learn as well when it comes to correcting others. Look, we need to read the life of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah, because he learnt all of these from the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called towards goodness, enjoined goodness, and forbade people from evil. It is exactly how Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah acted accordingly. So this is something very, very important. If we want society to become a better place, then this is what needs to be done. It shouldn't, or normally people usually have this mindset that it should be upon the shoulders of the ulama only, upon the muftis only. But rather, this is upon the shoulders of every single Muslim, male yes. and female, upon everyone, for them to enjoin goodness and to forbid evil.
Yes, and this is, subhanallah, our attribute that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us.
Yes.
And this is the duty assigned upon us. So you can enjoy the privilege for as long as you adhere to the duties.
Mm.
Alhamdulillah. And we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to carry out the acts of inviting others towards righteousness. And we see in the life of the great Imam, as Maulana Sahib has explained, that he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, would use very different methods to rectify people and call them towards righteousness. And sometimes he would even do it with gestures, like, you know, giving somebody a look, like, for example, us parents, you know, sometimes when the children are making naughty or getting up to mischief, all they need is one stern look and everything comes right. So, alhamdulillah, different methods for different circumstances. And the great Imam spent his entire life inviting others towards righteousness through various means, some of which helped people at a personal level and others which benefited the entire society at large. One of his most effective methods was to hold gatherings in which knowledge of Islam was discussed. Subhanallah. After Asr Salah every day, he placed his chairs in his living room and people would come to visit. They would present their needs and those needs would be fulfilled. They would ask questions and they would be looked after greatly. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh would also resolve the issues. Subhanallah. The people and the scholars alike, they took blessings from his knowledge. So Sayyidi, this was around the same time, Mufti Azam Mahin rahmatullahi ta'ala, the compiler of Malfuzati al-Hazrat, how that book came to be, the anecdotes of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, is that the same, after Asr Salah every day, people would come to visit, and Mufti Azam Mahin rahmatullahi ta'ala would be there documenting everything.
Subhanallah.
The verbal question and answers. And later on, it was compiled into a book form, and that became the sayings of Al-Hazrat, the statements of Al-Hazrat, and the Q&A session which Sayyidi Al-Hazrat would have casually, where while people come and visit him, and the questions they would ask and the answers he would give, and that, subhanallah, formed a beautiful knowledge manual for us. And that is Malfuzati Al-Hazrat. And it is published by Yo Dawat Islami. It is on the website of Dawat Islami. If you want to download and read it, the digital copy, it is also available as a hard copy, available from Maktabatul Madina, inshallah, azza wa jal, should you choose. And mashallah. So Sayyidi, this was yet another way of Sayyidi Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, attending to the need of people, resolving the issues and answering the questions and giving them the Islamic guidance on matters they needed advice on.
Subhanallah.
Alhamdulillah, the Amir of Ahl-Sunnah, subhanallah, following into the footsteps of Al-Hazrat, Allama Ilyas Attar Qadri, Hafizahullah Ta'ala, has kept this tradition alive by conducting a session like this every Saturday, that is Madani Muzakara.
Subhanallah.
And after Isha Salah, live on Madani channel, Muslims from across the world ask him questions on various different topics, and you know, the Shaykh answers in the light of Quran and Hadith, subhanallah. So yes, that is a living legacy of the gatherings of Sayyidi Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala, if we can say, subhanallah. And that is, subhanallah, the faizan of the Amir of Ahl-Sunnah. And this is the continuation of the legacy of the Imam of Ahl-Sunnah. Alhamdulillah, may Allah Azza wa Jal always keep us on this legacy and give us tawfiq to also align our values with the legacy that Sayyidi Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has left behind. And I would like to conclude on this together with our esteemed colleague, Dal di qalb mein azmat-e-Mustafa. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Pilaku Salam. Sallu ala al-Habib,
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
His pen was bold, his heart was free. He left behind a radiant legacy. He left behind a radiant legacy.
The radiant legacy.